This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon. And today I'm going to pull apart a concept. I actually haven't read this book, by the way. Let's clarify that. I've read a number of books in my life. This is not one of them. I actually just saw the title pop up and I quite liked it. I think it's because, personally, I enjoy the way things can be presented that encourage somebody to think differently, to shift the paradigm of thinking, but also that it has maybe a second layer of message behind it as well, right? Because it's like... So The Courage to be Disliked is the title of this book. Right. And why is it the courage to be disliked rather than losing the need to be liked? Right. And it's interesting. It's like, well, that for me brings up more questions, which I think is quite powerful. It's like, for me, the whole idea of unbecoming who you're not. The reason why I say that instead of become who you are is because unbecome who you're not is presupposing that somebody already is someone that they're not, that we're already playing a game that's not ours, we're already playing someone else's rules, we're already hurting, we're already in a space where we're not in congruence with what's truly important and true for us. That's why it's unbecome who you are not. Now, the idea of the courage to be disliked is coming, for me, it presupposes this idea that the norm is to be liked, the norm is to want to be liked, to be accepted, and then when we're accepted, we're actually safe within the group, right? That's one thing, it's groupthink. But two, it also encourages courage, that the idea is that the courage behind this idea of being disliked, because it's okay to be disliked, but it's courageous. It's not just like, you know, the desire, it's actually courageous. And what's the opposite of courage? This is why it's beautiful. The opposite of courage is not cowardice, it's conformity. And so if otherwise, we go the conformity of being liked, we can start to see how this plays out. I think it's quite beautiful. So the courage to be disliked, if the norm was to want to be liked, and I mean, that is pretty normal. That's something that I think, I've got my own story, but I've seen it in so many other people, especially in this whole idea of this nice guy paradigm or the nice girl paradigm. I'll just say yes and make everyone happy except for myself, right? Because I can't say no. It's like, actually, every fucking single time we say yes, we're saying no. We are. We're saying no to ourselves. We're saying no. If I say yes to work, I'm saying no to my family, right? But maybe I'm saying yes to my family long term, but am I really? And so it's this beautiful concept that we get to actually dig deep down in ourselves and find out what's true for us and not true for everyone. But when we move to step into this courage, step into this space of being disliked, we let go of the need. We know that we're safe without them. How about that? We know we're safe without the need of being liked by other people. Like, that's a powerful place to be, because it means that no matter what happens, you trust yourself to deal with whatever arises. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hard or challenging or stretch you to your limits or maybe show you the fake limits that you have, right? The boundary, it's like the backyard fence, and you think that backyard is your boundary, whereas that's simply just a small yard that you've lived in your whole life. Whereas the whole world is actually the opportunity, is the possibility. That's your potential. That's the limit, even further. And so the beautiful thing here is that when we can step out of this desire and need to be liked, and we step into this courageous action of being okay with being disliked, there's beautiful things that occur. So let's have a look at this. So make decisions. What does it mean? Make decisions based on whether we will be liked or not is not being true. So when we're in a space of concerning ourselves about being liked and we're not being courageous about being disliked, we're often deciding on our behaviors and our actions and our words based on what other people may like or may not like, right? Even when people say, I don't care if you like this or not, it's like, well, why did you have to like pre-frame that? And I don't know, I'm asking. Why was it important for you to pre-frame that you don't care whether I like it or not? Are you telling me, or are you telling you? Are you reminding yourself not to care? I mean, because that's an interesting thing, right? Sometimes we say we don't care when really we did. It's like there's like a narrator. It's like, I don't care. Deep down inside, David really did care. He cared quite a lot. He stayed up at night. Caring. I don't care. It's this idea of, like, let's be true to ourselves. And because if we're making decisions that are if the governing way that we make our decisions, whether someone's going to like us or not, what are we sacrificing? That may be different for each person, but what are we sacrificing? The need to be liked is very dangerous. It can have very, very ill effects on our own health, long-term mental and physical health as well. So what meaning have you attached with this idea of being liked, or what meaning have you attached to this idea of not being liked? So if I'm not liked, does that make me wrong? Does that make me faulty? Does it make me not worthy? Does it make me, you know, unable to execute a particular goal, or does it mean I'll fail? If I need to be liked, like, what does being liked mean? Does it mean that I'm accepted, I'm okay, that I'm safe? Well, maybe, I think there's a, is it John Wayne? Maybe it might be Mark Twain. John Twain. That's who definitely quoted this. It was like, when you find yourself, and I think I only quoted this a couple of podcasts ago, and I'm paraphrasing, but siding with the majority, it's time to reconsider your thoughts and your actions. Right, that's not bad advice. It doesn't mean you need to always see, oh, hang on a sec, the group thinks wrong, but it's just not bad advice at all, because we've got to look at what meaning we have attached to being liked or to being disliked. And also pay close attention today, and the next day, and the next day, and whenever the fuck you want, but pay close attention to when you're actually making decisions, and the governing frame is, will I be liked if I do that or not? I still catch myself every fucking week doing it. I'm probably doing it every day. I'll just say something, right? Yeah, great. How was your weekend? I don't fucking give a shit, but I'm going to say it so that you like me still, and we have this random, base, boring conversation that allows me to think that, so when you speak to someone else about me, you'll say nice things that I'm liked. And that's not nice. And they're not liking you either. They're liking the mask that you're putting on. So pay close attention today and the next. How often you're making decisions that are completely governed by whether you'll be liked or not. One of the things we start to see with this idea of being disliked is that it often feels very icky. It feels quite yuck. It feels like maybe, and this is moving through our own meaning structures, that that something is wrong with us or something along those lines. But move through the ickiness feeling. Figure out what it's coming from. It doesn't mean that it's right. That's one of the biggest things to understand. It doesn't mean that it's right. Just because someone dislikes you doesn't mean that the meaning structures that you have put in place over time are actually correct. They were probably made when you were fucking 8 and in primary school just trying to get along with people so that you felt safe at school. Hey, and here you are as a 35-year-old adult still trying to get the fucking barista to like you. It's like, the barista probably doesn't like themselves. I mean, they probably do. I don't know. They make coffee all day. I have no fucking idea. But it's still an idea of like, don't just move away from something because it feels a bit icky. If anything, there's an indication to move towards it. The last one here, and this is probably my most important point, and it's a question, and it's a beautiful question. Not because it came from me, because when we stop and we think, we'll find the answer. Do you like yourself when you're scared of being disliked? Do you like yourself when you're scared of being disliked? When you act in a manner of hoping that other people will like you, do you like that person? And if the answer deep down, keep going deeper, the answer deep down is no, then are you really liked? And the people that like you, are they really liking you? Or are they liking the person you're pretending to be? I've known people like this. The closer you get to them, the more you realize who they, you know, how they really act. Not who they really are, but how they really act under stress, in intimate relationships, right? All of this sort of stuff. And it's like, I never saw this before. I never saw any of this. And why is that? It's like, well, they're so concerned about being liked because they rejected themselves. So the question there for you is, when you act in accordance to wanting to be liked, do you like yourself? On that note, team, if you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to moi if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then you know the deal. Jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online, join the conversation. I'd love to see you guys in there. Courtney, where you at? You've been chatting to the peeps. We got a Q&A coming up there soon. It was meant to be 2 weeks ago, but I was away. I was away for, I think, a wedding. I know I had a wedding. I'm not sure. I think I was at a wedding. No, I was. Nathan and Nicole, congratulations. It was a beautiful wedding. But either way, we got another Q&A coming up in that which will be live. So the date's coming soon. It'll be posted in that group. Otherwise, team, that's it. I am out. Until next time, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. And slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.